From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
As the CARICOM mission prepares to visit Port-au-Prince, a prominent Haitian group insists the elections should be delayed. Still more questions than answers as Michael Ashcroft's Belize connections intensifies in the British Parliament. And a lukewarm response in Guyana as the inquiry into the recent public workers' strike opens. I am Keith Stone-Graves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. As a high-level CARICOM team prepares to fly into Haiti on Sunday, a Haitian group with offices in New York and Port-au-Prince says it will continue to press for postponement of the Haitian election scheduled for November. The National Coalition for Haitian Rights continues to insist that there's too much political violence and instability for elections to be held in the near future. The sensitive task of assessing the electoral climate in CARICOM's newest member state will fall to a team headed by the Vincentian Prime Minister, Sir James Mitchell. I'll be talking to him in a moment. First, the Executive Director for Haiti Rights, Jocelyn McCullough, told me human rights activists, including some from his own group, cannot work openly because of fear of reprisals.
There are other factors that tell us that we are not prepared. The government is essentially dependent on the will of the president because the president does not have a counter.